All right, at the end of the podcast, stick around after the closing jingle. Got a fun, weird, wild interview with Yellow Wolf.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
That'll make you tell your secrets.
I want to put my fist through their faces.
Wow. Get in the box.
Well, yeah. I really did. I enjoyed.
I like that era of music, Blink. Dude. You guys are making fun of it.
It's terrible.
I don't mind it, but
like Bowling for Soup and all that.
Yeah, I enjoyed all that stuff. I know Bowling for Soup.
1985, man, that was a banger.
That was a fine song.
But yeah, High School Never Ends is a good one.
Simple Plan.
What's the one where she goes to Texas?
I'm not a perfect person. I'll show
I
off.
Like the ones that are kind of fun. the ones that are fun. The one to come
like
back
Stacey's
to Texas.
Yeah,
exactly.
Beer. What was it? The Real... Oh, my God, I can't. Beer. It's like a little chance and everything. I forget.
I don't remember that one.
Are they even old enough to drink? Are they cool enough to drink? Do they want to make sure it's an IPA?
There was the Blink 182, you know, the Blink 182 guy that left and he started doing like UFO stuff.
That's
the one,
Tom,
the one they killed.
Huh?
That's the one they killed, right?
Who?
What?
Isn't that what happened? The guy was, he suicided
cancer.
Himself?
No.
What? No, he's still alive.
Okay, maybe I'm confusing him with somebody else.
Way confused.
Yeah, this is the guy. He's, I think he's like the lead singer, wasn't he? Of Blink 182.
Well, because you have, I want to say Tom. He's the one that was like super into aliens.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and because you have Travis, who was the one in the plane crash. Barker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Drummer.
Yeah, is that what you're talking about?
I don't know. Yeah, what are you talking about?
I don't know.
What's that guy's name? Blink.
Tom DeLonge.
Tom, that's it. Yeah.
Yep, Tom DeLonge.
Tom DeLonge. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he.
I enjoy Blink 182. I do not put them in the category with that awful AI we just had.
Oh, really?
Oh, God.
What can I do?
Yeah, no, they're way more fun.
He's doing. He's doing the whole UFO UAP thing.
Yeah, he's super into it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm looking at some of the notable features. Figures that have died in ufology. David Wilcock, the guy who you'd see him all the time on Ancient Aliens. Mm-hmm. Nick Pope also was on the Ancient Aliens. He's been on our show several times. I'm so sad that he passed away.
Well, he was quick, too. He found he had cancer and it was like
really
six
nuts.
Weeks later.
Yeah. And didn't they find the body of one of the scientists recently? We have all these missing scientists, and I think they found a body.
Yeah, it was out in the middle of nowhere, right? I think it was the woman.
Yes.
The one who's out of Huntsville, and didn't they find her?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. That was all weird. That's weird,
dude. Still weird. It's still weird. We have a general who just, we don't know.
And a bunch of others that are high up in that whole technology, zero energy. That's where I think it's from.
Oh, you think so?
I mean, listen,
there's a lot of money in oil.
A lot of money and energy. And if all of a sudden it's free.
Yeah, but there's got to be a lot of money in the free energy world, right?
11 like to scientists' get... death emerges in string of missing dead officials with access to U.S. secrets.
Yeah.
Okay. This was April 2026, this article.
Yeah, but there's one they just found.
Oh. Yeah, I thought there was one, too, that popped up. Mm.
Wow.
Are you wearing a UTEP miner's hat?
Yeah.
Look at that. That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
That's a great logo, by the way. The T looks like a pick.
Yeah.
He wears that a lot, and we get comments on it.
Do they?
Yeah, man. People shouting him out for it.
That's my old school, back in my El Paso past.
Uh-huh. Man. That's a tough town.
I love El Paso.
Do you?
Yeah.
God. The
I had
food
so
there,
much.
So good.
I had so much fun. El Paso is.
You go across.
Well.
You go over the border a lot.
I used to.
Did you fall
to.
In love with a Mexican girl?
I did. thank you, Marty Robbins.
You're welcome.
I used to go across the border a lot because I had protection. There was a guy that. I was working in hip hop radio at the time, and I would work in a club. And I would go and I'd do the DJing in a club and all that kind of stuff. And the club was called Vertigo. and it had robots. It had And actually, it was Vertigo.
Neon cowboy.
But it had like these steel, stainless steel robots that would come down. This is 30 years ago.
Dude, they would come down from the ceiling.
And they would like blow smoke. And you'd hit the buttons from the DJ booth and you'd have the robots come down. And they had these like stainless steel tiki heads and the lights were the strobes.
I've seen lasers. I've seen video. I didn't know that you'd gone to that.
Dude, I was there. I was spinning the music.
Oh, you were the DJ?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. I was pumping out DJ Dero. Man, I was cranking the rave stuff back then. Anyway, so the guy who owned the club was my protection. He's like, hey, you know, because he knew me by name. He goes, Sean, listen.
DJ Sean.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you get in trouble here. Just drop my name. Mm-hmm. I think he was Cartel. I never knew. Probably. Everybody said he was Cartel. And they're like, I got you. And so,
yeah, you never asked.
So I was emboldened. So I would drive my own truck across the border and into Mexico, in which you don't do. As a gringo, you don't do that, especially if it was a Ford Ranger. Remember that little green Ford Ranger I used to have?
Oh, yeah.
I used to take that across the border. They make them there. So it's the easiest thing for them to rebadge or, you know, they steal it and they throw a new VIN number on it.
I was very
emboldened to do dumb stuff. So I would go across the border 2 and 3 times a week. And, man, and then all of a sudden my guy, my protection, died. He and his daughter got gunned down.
Ooh.
On a Saturday or Sunday morning, going to church, they walked outside and it was a drive-by. Pop, 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 pop.
So he's definitely Cartel.
I would assume. And so that was it. I'm like, I'm not going back to Mexico again. I've never been back. I used to go to Mexico all the time. I don't go back. I won't go to a resort. I won't go. Somebody offered for us to go to like one of the Luke Bryan things. And I'm like, nope.
I would crush my playa.
Yeah. I'm like, uh-uh. Yeah, well, I don't do Mexico anymore.
Yeah. Friend of mine next
Mexico
year is going to do.
Violated my trust.
She works remotely, and so she's decided to spend like a couple of months in various cities, just to try them all on, test them out. And she's doing 3 months in Mexico City.
Mm. Is she a gringo or gringa?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there. That's a problem right now. All the white people and I say all the white people. It's really all the Americans.
Well, she's Canadian, so she's fine.
But she's still, it's still the non-Mexicans who are going there, and especially Mexico City, they're taking these remote work jobs and all that. They're driving the prices of all the rental stuff way through the roof, and the Mexican people are not happy with them right now.
Yeah, it's like no different than California moving to a small town, and you know they do the same kind of deal, but
but they're pricing out the locals, and the locals are not happy, and there's a little pushback.
I forgot what we were talking about. I had so much.
Blink 182.
Oh, the UTEP.
I don't know.
Aliens.
We covered a lot. So
people
far.
Dying.
They did find Melissa Casillas from Los Alamos National Labs. They did find her body, her skeletonized remains.
Yep. Out in the desert?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Near McCaffey Ridge of Carson National Forest in New Mexico.
The girl in Huntsville is, I guess, still missing. There's a lot of stuff going on in Huntsville, Alabama. Mm.
Well, they found her body propped up against a tree. Found a handgun near her body, but no bullets or projectiles inside.
I'm out of the loop. What's this story?
These are, in April or so, there were all these high-up military and scientists that started disappearing. And a lot of people are like, oh, I think it's China because they're trying. These are like key people in research that.
Like for drones and optics and.
They're saying they have a lot of clearance. They have a lot of knowledge.
They know about our UFO stolen technology, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this lady, Casillas, when she disappeared last year. She left her purse, her keys, her ID, everything. Both of her cell phones had been factory reset. That was the wild thing with her story because why would you factory reset your two phones and then leave them at home?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
The general
did the
same. But
she took her toothbrush and her thyroid medication, which says she planned to stay alive.
Mm.
Why do you get rid of all your... So something was going on. Why would you reset your phones, leave all your ID, your purse, your keys, everything like that, but take your meds and your toothbrush like you've planned to be somewhere for a little while?
I'm really not making light of this, I promise you. But like as a chick, even if I was going to try to disappear, so I leave my ID, I don't want you to be able to trace, I'm not going to use anything. I still can't imagine not carrying a bag, a purse of some kind. That just, as a female, it's so ingrained in us that we always have, it's almost like... It's like our armor that we have to have. You just kind of feel weird right. not carrying one. So that's actually super odd to me. Not that she even left the ID or credit cards or anything like that, but she just didn't even have a bag.
And we're not hearing anything really about this. There was a little talk about it in the beginning whenever when the general went missing, it really kind of shed light on all the other disappearances. And then it got quiet again. Like everybody got, don't talk about that.
Well, there's a whole like... There's a whole world of espionage and that goes on. I mean, there are foreign nationals that could be living next to us. It could be your neighbor, and you don't know. You just think it's Jim, and
the
he's
Americans.
From Charlotte. Mm-hmm. No, he's not. The Americans, that is so – have you ever seen that, Carson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so good.
Mm-hmm. It's and the thing is, when you really start thinking about it too hard outside of the, oh, it's a really well done – compelling, enjoyable TV show. But then when you start thinking too hard, it almost breaks your brain. It hurts. It's the, I don't want to, you know what? I wish I was dumb. I don't want to think this stuff. I don't want it in my
head. All the countries, including ours, do this.
Yep.
We all embed people in other people's societies.
Grow them up.
Grow them up.
Have families, like they get pregnant and raise the kid.
Mm.
That's what they had. They had their kids in that show. Yep. They were from the Soviet Union era, and they had them in America, and so they didn't know. And then that's when the kids, I'm going to spoil it, but the kids kind of screwed them up, kind of blew their cover.
My kids ruin everything.
This thing on the scientists is weird. I'm reading. They still haven't decided. They're like, we think it's suicide, but there's no bullet holes, no projectiles, no bullets. Nothing had been fired from the gun. That's what does weird. That mean?
I don't know, man.
What was the gun there for?
I mean, I don't know.
We're eating our M&Ms.
Are y'all, you guys thrifting today?
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah?
I'm going to. We'll see if Bubba is joining.
Okay.
I'm waiting to see.
Yeah, he's waiting to see if his daughter needs something. But yeah.
Still no answer.
They sent a coupon, D. So I'm going to thrift and get me a coupon. Wait,
the thrift shop sends coupons?
A coupon,
isn't it already a coupon?
It's already kind of cheap, but you are going to, if I spend $40, they'll give me 30% off. That is not Trump change, my friends.
Does it change the way you look at material things now?
I'll tell you, I was having this discussion with my younger brother last night that our mother called him and said, hey, do you guys need an umbrella for the deck? Like, the big table umbrellas?
Yeah.
And he's like, let me ask Marie. And she's like, yeah, because I don't like the shape of this one because it's technically a square and she wants a round one. And he's like, oh, okay. And so they're debating. He's like, yeah, we could use it. $500. She's like, oh, yeah, well, I already ordered the other one. And I'm like, how much is this costing you? That the one that you had with a square was fine. That there was nothing wrong with it. You just didn't like the aesthetic. And now you've paid how much money? Which, by the way, you can go to yard sales. You can go to estate sales. Especially
Facebook
this time
marketplace.
Of year. Facebook Marketplace. People will have umbrellas that you can get on the cheap. And now, it's like I kind of say it to be funny, but I talk about manifesting thrift finds. Talked about it a couple of weeks ago that I'd really wanted a pink furry coat. And when I looked at them, they're like, the cheapest is like $60-$70 for something that I'm not going to wear. I'll wear it like twice, right? But I said, you know what? Let me see. We're nowhere near winter. That's when I'd wear it. And it took a couple weeks, but I found one at a thrift store for $10.
Yeah, you found a couple.
I found a couple.
Actually, we saw one the other day.
Yeah, and it's where you start looking at everything you can thrift. I told you guys the other day, I wanted a hand steamer, kind of like for clothes. And we're at the thrift store, and I find one in the box, still in plastic, and it was $4. And then when I just did a reverse Google image search just to see how much they go for, they were $50. They're $50. And I go, we are over-consuming things. Things are ending up in landfills. But also, let's just look at it from a straight monetary perspective. Man, spend up on the stuff that matters to you. Problem is, there's not actually that much that truly matters in our lives. And when you get into it, you suddenly cannot see any other way.
Yep.
Look at how cool this is. This is a coat I found. It says International Boxing Federation. It's an old vintage jacket that they had, like a blazer. The patch itself, somebody on eBay is selling for $38 plus shipping. I got the coat. It was $7.99 for the coat with the patch on it. And it was half off because it was some special day. So I got it for $4. I'm like, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That patch would be cool on a hat.
Dude, yeah. It's huge. Cool the patch is big. I mean,
that's the other thing, that when you go to a thrift store, I've done that where I've bought pants that I don't really want the pants. I want the material so I can sew them and make other fun stuff with them, because it's, to me, it's actually cheaper than going and trying to buy material at some sort of store. And it's, no, you just realize how much, not just waste, but how much money we're wasting. And it's gotten to where I feel like I'm turning into my grandmother. I called my cousin. I'm like, I'm turning into Grandma Pat. I'm doing it. Like, you know, this is the woman that would like hoard ketchup because it was on sale, you know, Depression era kind of stuff. But she was also the woman that she and my grandfather would take the Concorde back and forth to Europe.
What?
So they spent money. Yeah, they were loaded.
Obviously.
That's like a $30,000 seat.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. My grandfather was president of Westinghouse South America. So they had money, but...
So he was Southinghouse?
Yes. But they would spend money on things like that. Like my grandfather, when he passed, I'm going through his closet. He has things custom made from Burberry. But they spent the money where it mattered. But then other things, that woman could stretch a nickel into a quarter.
Mm.
No doubt about it. And honestly, I get it now. I do. I will spend money. Yeah, am I going to go to Disney World for a stupid Halloween party? You bet you I will. But also, I don't want to spend, I don't want to pay full retail
spend
for
on
pants.
The stuff that's worth it to you.
That's, yeah.
And the other stuff.
Well, like losing weight. I had to replace a wardrobe. That's expensive. But I can go to the thrift store. Like, I picked up J. Crew leather pants that retail for $130. They were $8.
Let's go back to the Southinghouse. Was a really well done pun.
Thank you.
It was really good.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
It was Westinghouse, and they took West out and put South because it was in South America.
Yeah.
Southinghouse.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. And fast and very fast.
Very quick.
I'm going to put these over there by you after I pour some more for me.
Oh, yeah.
Are y'all eating? Is that what y'all hear?
Mm-hmm.
sounds like you got a bunch of marbles over there.
You already want some.
Nah, I don't, man. I'm just not a sweet guy.
Yeah, D's so...
For a guy to be so fat, I don't eat. I just don't care for it. I know sweets make me feel like I can have a bite or two, but I can't even. You know what I did the other night? It was really good. I took peaches. Peaches are in season. And I had some fresh peach, and I cut it up and muddled it into a little bit with cream and some vanilla extract. And crushed mint.
Muddled?
It's like it's mixing, kind of basically, but it's a little bit more mushy. It's kind of like what do you call it when you the pestle?
That's exactly. It's the pestle and mortar.
Yeah, it's like, you know what that
you're
is.
You're kind of pulverizing a little bit because it's fruit.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure that
so you
it's,
crush it, but it's moist.
It's a gentle crushing.
Yeah, it's kind of like squeeze. I don't know. I mixed it up. That's what I did.
So you squished it.
Yeah. And it was so good. You take that in a little glass, tumbler, like a little, thing, and then put it in the freezer for 15 minutes or so. Whew, it's so good.
You know, it's so dangerous right now because it's blackberry season, and I love blackberries.
Man, I used to pick me some blackberries. I used to pick them and go sell them at the market.
Oh, that's... Yeah. I would have bought them from you, I'm telling you right now. There's a specific brand of ice cream, and they do a Southern Blackberry Cobbler ice cream. And it's only out like 2 months a year.
Does it have the pieces of the...
Yes, yeah, it has the cobbler crust. It has the blackberries in it. It's so delicious. And it's, and then I'll do it and I'll put blackberries on it just to add even more, because it is, we're in that season, man.
Yeah, if I had to pick a berry, I would say blackberries, probably my favorite.
Same. Absolutely.
I like it better than even the strawberry.
Me too. Like it better than blueberries and strawberries. Yeah, I love blackberries.
Mm-hmm.
And they're shuffling. It feels like you blink at them and they go bad.
But yeah, you get, same thing with peaches, but.
Yeah.
And they come with a fun game of trying to pick the seeds out of your teeth with your tongue later.
What's the, what's those Fig Newtons? Y'all like those?
Yes.
I love Fig Newtons.
Oh, I can't.
Delicious.
Store brand ones are even better because they're cheaper.
Yeah. No, I do love Fig Newtons. You know why? Because when I was a kid and the commercial was like, they're not cookies, they're fruit and cake. And I was like, oh, I'm so fancy.
It's like
my
your,
fruit and cake.
With your international coffee tin.
Oh, yes. Jean-Luc. Yeah.
What was it called, international?
Was it like Vienna?
Oh,
I don't know what you guys
was
are talking
that?
About.
It came in a little, it was like
it was a tin.
It was a tin.
Yeah.
But it was coffee?
Yeah, and it was powdered, and you mixed it with hot water, and they had different flavors.
So it was instant coffee?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that?
Just Google fancy.
That's what I'm looking at, like Cafe Vienna.
Cafe?
Yeah, it was Cafe Vienna.
Okay.
Yeah. Gosh, that's a, and it was, and I was like, I don't drink any of that, but man, it looked fancy when those two ladies were.
No,
you know.
No, it wasn't. General Foods International Coffees. It's in the tin with the little plastic lid you peel off.
Mm-hmm.
General,
that's not Cafe Vienna.
Cafe Vienna is one of the flavors,
oh.
But it's General Foods International who makes it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm seeing now. Here's Cafe Vienna, the flavor.
Yeah. They had French vanilla.
During the so last year we had a big, actually early part of this year we had a big freeze and I was out of power for 8 days. Instant coffee was amazing. Don't sleep on whatever your preps are for, like, you know, hurricane season or tornado world or floods or whatever your disaster is, earthquakes. Keep some instant coffee around because.
Yep.
There is nothing better in the middle of turd-tastic times than...
You really pulled that off.
Thank you.
From the guy that gave you Southinghouse.
Well, I'm just...
If you love Southinghouse,
you'll love turd-tastic times. Yeah, but I'm just saying.
It was the best of times.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the turd of times.
A tale of two Bubbas.
But yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, the instant coffees are great. I had some little instant cappuccino. I had some regular instant coffee. I mean, just a lifesaver because it's a good thing for your sanity, those comfort foods.
If there was like a coffee parasite that was going around, what would you use to administer your caffeine into your body? You know, what did you choose? Tea?
You said, I don't know. You could have said that more creepy. I don't know. What else can you get? Coffee
parasite. So if there was a fungus that was turning us into zombies, we ate or drank coffee.
You ever get into chocolate covered coffee beans?
Mm-hmm.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah,
they get in your teeth too. But
yeah, there's a parasite in there.
Yeah, there's just something. Well, I think the lettuce, is it over?
It's getting worse.
Oh, it's raging on.
I heard it's now in the water.
Yeah, they're saying now like there's another 9 states involved.
Do y'all think it's terrorism? I mean,
what's
the end game? What's you terror?
Taylor Farmsorism.
Well, no.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but I'm saying, what's the?
Yeah, what's the? Yeah, what? Who are you terrorizing us?
You're terrorizing people because you're disrupting our lives.
Yeah, but then there's those of us who are like, cheaper than a GLP-1.
Yeah.
That's all the joke. That's all the joke on TikTok. But no, I don't think it's terrorism. I think it's just.
I think it's just.
Yeah, it's
just
a parasite, man. Things
just,
like that happens.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah.
So wash your stuff.
It's just like COVID, Bubba. That was completely natural.
And they haven't pinpointed where it is. They pointed out the Taylor Farms thing, but then they backtracked.
Yeah, they keep going back and forth on Taylor Farms, but now they're saying, I think there's another outbreak they say is not connected to Taylor Farms, and...
But I thought they said Taylor Farms was not a real...
They tried to say there was a false positive, and they're like, oh, wait, maybe it was them. So it's big salad.
So some senator got a call from somebody.
Well, the president
said, make this go away.
The head of Taylor Fimes might have made a stop in D.C. So there's a whole big conspiracy theory about that, that it was like, yeah. Oh, no, pull back. but, yeah, who knows? So the point is, like, y'all, I'm not getting a parasite eating M&M's. So here we are.
Yeah,
true.
That's
that.
It, right? Like, true I that. Haven't what? Had any problems with Doritos.
What color did they get rid of?
They haven't yet.
Oh, okay. But the brown one's going away, right? The
brown and blue will. Although they think they are going to be able to bring blue back. It's just the way, whatever it is, the ingredients that they can keep, the bright blue color, it's pulpy. And so they have to get new equipment to be able to use it as a color. So,
and the brown, wouldn't you think they could easily make that by throwing all the colors
brown?
Together?
Why do we still have brown?
Because
what a stupid color for M&Ms.
It's chocolate.
And chocolate's on the inside. But no, the ones with organic dyes will be out next month, and it will be green, orange, yellow, and red. Those will be the four colors of them. But you can still buy the ones with the dyes in them, so you can keep your brown and blue.
By the way, if you are in the shifting gears to cars, if you're in the mood or need for a new car this year, there are so many lease turn-ins that are coming in because of all the... Remember a couple of years ago we had all those great incentive programs where you got the money from the government towards your electric vehicle that you bought?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or leased?
Yeah.
All those are coming in now. So whether it's a Tesla or like the Audi e-tron or all these really cool electric cars that are coming in, the Mustang Mach-E, whatever your flavor is, those are all going to be on the used market between now and the end of the year, and it is going to be saturation. So the price of those vehicles is going to be in the dirt, which is awesome for consumers. So if you're looking at an electric car, I would just hold off for a little bit and do that. Wait until you know that comes in, because then you can get a really cool, really nice electric car for super cheap.
Nice.
Just throwing out a little nugget.
All right.
Because, you know, I was looking at those the other day. I'm like, my next vehicle might end up being electric because the sheen
woogie, woogie.
Is off. Huh?
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Boogie, woogie. Oh.
Yeah, I'm taking my...
It's electric!
We have pretty good weather yesterday and today here in Nashville. So it's been raining for 40 days and 40 nights, seems like it. And anyway, I'm taking the car out today at my... Chevelle, but I was looking at it yesterday. I was getting gas. This guy goes, "Hey man, I like your car." I said, "Oh, thanks, man." He says, "Do they make?" He goes, "This may be a dumb question, but do they make those in like electric cars?"
Yes, they do.
I go, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Do you? They have that, but it's electric." They do. Mm-hmm. I said, "No, dude. They no, not
yeah, they do." There's a guy who converts classic cars. He's in Texas. Do Texas classic car electrification. This guy, he's super famous for it. Moment Motor Company is the name of it.
So I want to look at those.
They do everything. They'll even do like, Porsches and Moment Motor Company.
Yeah, then but you've got wouldn't other ones. Get the vroom vroom anymore.
No, you don't, but you get the speed, and sometimes even more so.
But don't you like the vroom vroom, D?
Oh, God, yes.
Right, isn't now, that like a big part of it?
This is yeah,
a,
yeah it sure. is. Yeah. The noise is a big part of it. But I'm just saying, like for that guy asking the question, they do.
Look at that.
So you have Moment Motor Company, E-Muscle Cars, Bloodshed Motors, Revolt Systems. There's a bunch of these modders that will take classic cars and electrify them.
Why would
right?
Why would you? Well, because there's a lot of people. I mean, first of all, battery tech is going to change. So I think this is really going to outdate itself quickly.
Mm.
But if you really want an electric car and you're tired of a lot of the problems with, I mean, dude, how many times do you have a minor issue with your engine and it takes?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because it's analog.
Well, yeah, it's
Like it's literally
it's like a 55-year-old car.
It's like I have to like there's like a spring, like I had a spring break on my carburetor, and so I had to like keeps the to open up and whatever for the
I love analog too.
Carburetor.
But I do think there is a market for this, like that guy who was asking you. I mean, look at this 60, looks like a 66 fastback Mustang in that picture.
I know.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's electrified. It's cool.
They said it's how much does it cost is
too
you,
much.
You bring in your classic car or truck, its existing condition, and they charge anywhere from $75,000 to $150,000 to put it to electrify it.
Wow.
That seems way crazy, man.
Can't they just fake all the noises that you want?
They do have speakers that they play. Like, I know, like, the Dodge electric car.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, the Charger or Challenger, whatever it is. I forget which one they've electrified, but it's got, like, fake noise. But the problem with the fake noise they chose is that it sounds like a fake noise. Why wouldn't you just get the sound of a real motor? They went with some sci-fi version of what a motor sounds like, and it's just dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as someone who doesn't have a loud car, I don't mind people not having loud cars.
Oh, my gosh.
Especially at nighttime when I'm trying to sleep.
Thank you.
And in the morning.
I love it when I pull up in my when I'm at a red light, it sounds like it's like, whoa, 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 like that, and it's loud. And I'll notice most guys will roll their window down just to hear it. Like, they'll crack their window. Women will roll their window up.
Uh-huh.
Or they'll give me the stink eye.
Because you're interrupting my podcast.
Yeah.
Honestly, I can't hear
true crime going on, and you're over here, whoop, 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 whoop. Yeah, I'll tell you, I looked at that Mustang convertible several years back, but I was looking at it, and I was going to buy it because it was like a Cobra, and it was awesome, and I drove it, and I got on the interstate, the highway, the freeway, whatever you want to call it, and I'm driving, and once you get into like your cruising gear, the motor is so loud, it's like, it just has this drone, and I'm like, there is no way I can drive this car.
And don't you feel like the thing's going to fall apart, like it's going to explode?
No, it just sounds so...
What year was it?
I mean, this was 2020, 2019, somewhere up in there. I was looking, and...
I mean, what year was the car?
It was like a 2020, 2019. I mean, it was a new one.
Oh, I thought it was an old... Oh,
no, it was
gotcha.
A new one, and it was just... It was so droning because they put so much emphasis on... I'll say this, man, and this is a... Back when I had the Porsche Boxster, that car was loud when you wanted it to be, but it was never intrusive. So if you were just piddling around town, going to the mall, doing this, doing that, it was quiet as a Honda Accord. But when you opened it up, it got noisy in all the right places and in all the right ways.
My dad's Mustangs are super loud because not only do you have the engine, but because he buys convertibles.
Yeah.
So even right there, it's still cool though. Like, my brother called me this morning. He was on my way to our parents' house because he's swapping out cars with my dad so he can take the convertible for the weekend.
Oh, nice.
Uh-huh. He's going to go cruise along the coast.
Nice.
Yep. I'm like, hey, Dad, you want to move down here?
You know, Zach's Mustang is straight pipe.
Is it really?
Yes. It's so loud. It sounds great though. It sounds so good. But it's a
Did
POS.
He do that on his own?
No, he bought it that way.
Oh, okay.
He wanted to get a Mustang, and he got it from a guy who he raced them, and so it had all kinds of weird mods and not done well. And so, like, the engine, it's very
temperamental.
Yeah, yeah. And then he ended up putting a new engine in it because the engine seized. And when they're doing some other work on it, the engine just seized up, and it didn't surprise me. So I was like, I'll put a crate motor in it because for him, because I wanted him to have. I go, dude, I'm telling you, you're gonna wish you had your first car. This is your real first car, yeah. and it's a cool Mustang.
And you never have to get rid of it. I wish we'd all known that when we had our first car.
Yep.
Once it's paid off and all that,
right.
You don't have to get rid
of
it.
You don't have to get rid of it. Just keep it.
It's a spare.
It's a put it some stored or something. Leave it some. I don't know. But
wasn't
right.
It Luke Combs we were talking about, and he kept his old car just sitting out. It's like in a field somewhere, but he's like, I still have it.
My Tracy? Tracy Lawrence did.
Oh, that was Tracy. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, he ended up shooting. He shoots it. So, he still has it, but he shoots it. But yeah, so like I was on a. I, put a new motor in it for him, and hopefully he'll keep it. I think he's going to get rid of it, though. Getting something, and he wants to get something, you know, sensible.
Man,
and it makes sense, but I'm just like, what? You're going to end up get a Honda or something?
I'll tell you what I would do. If you do that, if you're going to buy something, if you're not going to do like one of these electric cars I was just telling you about, go find a car that you like from the early 20s, like 2007 or whatever. You go get like a Honda Accord. You go get an older Mercedes if that's your thing. You go find something from that era. You swap out the radio. You put one with CarPlay in and call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
Pay your car off. Have no bill. Have no note. And you're good to go.
Yeah, and it's not so old that you're going to have issues maintenance. Dude, you will have some.
I've been looking at Ford Rangers again. I'm like, I want to kind of. I miss my old Ranger, my Ford Ranger. I'm sorry.
You're the only ones who know that. I think.
Yeah, but those who know, they know. But yeah, I'm like, man, I could just get one of those and throw a little CarPlay in there, and I'm good. And that truck will run forever.
Forever, dude. Forever. It's small. It's not going to create all kinds of problems in your engine because of the big bore or all that.
They made a bazillion of them, so parts are everywhere.
That's the great thing about my Chevelle is that you can buy every part. They have every part still available for that car.
That's crazy.
You can get a magazine a catalog every quarter, I guess, and you can go in and buy the frame, the axles, engine, all of it.
I'm going to throw something out at you. I'm going to say a word. Crutchfield.
Right.
Remember Crutchfield?
Man, that was the best. It's the best.
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Garrett? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No idea.
Sad, isn't it?
It's very. You're missing a whole era of awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Do I have to look it up myself, or you can tell me what it is? Or
I kind of think we want to give you some homework.
Yeah, okay. Look into it.
Crutchfield,
one word.
Yep.
Wow, that's crazy.
Y'all know why, but when you said that, it also made me think of Spencer's in the mall.
No, Spencer's was great.
And remember, you get about halfway, you turn the corner in Spencer's, and it got naughty.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of did the side eye, and you look at like the calendars and stuff.
You tried to figure it out because you're like 11 years old, 12 years old.
Man, I'm just trying to buy a Guns N' Roses poster.
Yeah,
I didn't need to walk one aisle over and see what else was happening because it went down quick.
I was trying to decode stuff. I'm like, what the heck would a French tickler be used for? That's a weird name. And like, why is there a feather? And what is this? And
oh, yeah, all the feather stuff.
They had all these weird little things. I'm like, what is going on here? I'm 11 years old. My brain is spinning. Crutchfield, by the way, is nothing like that.
No. No, it's not. Did you find it? Did you figure it out? Garrett.
I thought this was homework. I'm not home.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. Guys, my bad. All right, never mind.
This isn't home?
Yeah, all right.
No. I'll spend enough time here.
Get you some 6x9s.
Dude. 6x9s with some boxes. Put them up on the back dash.
I didn't have a box. I didn't have a box. I had a 6x9. I had,
just sitting out?
I had what I put them in my – I had a Volkswagen Jetta, and I bought it for $3,000, and I spent $1,000 and put a sound system on it.
Same. I had a Honda Civic. I had my little Honda Civic, and like behind the seats in the back, I had a Rockford Fosgate box with 215s in it.
Stop it.
No, dude, I was.
What was your head unit?
By with the booming system.
What head unit do you have?
It was an Alpine, the dumb one with the face that came off, and you're supposed to take it with you.
Alpine, that green?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I had a Blaupunkt. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
I remember that. Yeah, with the orange. They were red or orange.
Orange, because I liked it because the orange matched the gauges color of the Jetta, which is also orange and very German.
Carson, what kind of radio did you have?
What was the head unit?
And mine was
OEM. That's right. And mine was had the detachable face and had the little case.
That was a part of something about like guys who were in that era. We all, that was a thing. You could not drive around with the stock stereo.
Mm-mm.
It was a no-no.
Nobody had it. I don't know. Like nobody had stock radios.
That whole business went away.
It did. Remember, they used to have places that go. They just installed.
Ricky Chansey, my buddy Ricky Chansey had the stereo place in Houma.
Yeah,
they're all go get our stereos.
Yeah. There'd be a couple of them, and they're all the same. The guys who worked there were like the dudes that you went to high school
with. They
were
all high school guys.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and they knew how to do it, man. They, you had one guy who could hide the wires.
They couldn't figure out one time. Whenever they put that that Rockford Fosgate box in the back, I had the, you know, you get that bad ground, so whenever you accelerate, you're and they could not figure out where it was coming from. Man, I drove around driving myself nuts for like 6 months.
Oh, that's awful.
And then somebody else, I went into the city, I went into New Orleans, and some guy at a place over there found a problem.
Those guys, they also transitioned into installing cell phones.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You used to have to go and have it installed. A car phone
was
installed. Yep, they drilled into the floorboard on mine. And you had that little antenna. They'd run the wire out and they put the antenna on the back window.
Yeah, man. You'd have people with like 10 antennas. Remember that?
Oh, you remember the fake ones?
Yeah, and they look
stupid. It's like the guys who put the fake air intakes on the side of the car or whatever. You can get them at Walmart.
Yeah.
It's like fake. It's plastic, but it's supposed to look like
looks like portholes.
Yeah. And it's the same guys who put the fake bullet hole stickers on their car too. Dude, that's the stuff, man.
All right. Are we good? We're going to roll?
That was fun. Crutchfield.
Look it up.
Is Yellow Wolf on?
Yellow Wolf.
Yellow Wolf coming up. All right.
But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Yellow Wolf in the studio with us. What's up?
What's happening? Supposed to call you Wolf?
Can we just call you Wolf?
Wolf is cool. Yeah.
Okay. What's up, Wolf?
What up?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Big D. That's Bubba. We got cool names, too.
That's Carson.
That's a cool name. Don't think you're the only one in here with cool names.
Question is, who's really got the Big D in the back?
Well, unfortunately, my name is Derek, and I'm morbidly obese, so I just got Big D.
I got my D from my mama, so.
All right. So, man, I can't believe, I'm so excited that you're here.
Thanks for having me.
So you're a rapper, but you love country. You've got, like everyone else, we're all mutts musically. When you ask everyone, oh, what kind of music you like? What do they always say?
Oh, I like everything.
Yeah,
I like everything.
Yeah,
but you grew up with, like, you're listening to the Beastie Boys, you're listening to Kid Rock, Leonard Skinner.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up surrounded by it, quite literally. My mom's first long-term boyfriend was Light and Sound for Alabama. And we lived in Fort Payne, and I was like, you know, 4, 5, 6 years old. And then he was Light and Sound for, so then there, you know, we were at June Jam. I was like the world's youngest stagehand. I was out there with Dwight Yoakam, Trisha Yearwood.
Dude.
Alabama, you know.
High cotton.
Yeah. Yeah,
literally,
exactly. And then he was Light and Sound for Aerosmith. So then Aerosmith and Run DMC was at the house.
House?
Yeah. Well, it was a dry count. Alabama was dry on the weekends, and they needed somewhere to party.
So it was dry.
That's the backstory of it. So they came from Birmingham and came to Fort Payne to my mama's boyfriend's house so they could party on the weekend.
Wow.
I mean, you know, that's just a fact.
That's a very Hank Jr. kind of thing to say. Like Hank Bocephus would say that. He'd be like, oh, yeah, we're hanging out at mom's house, and Elvis would show up, and all these other people.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite literally. And then when we moved to Nashville, her second, and she married this man, David Zammit, and he was Randy Travis's stage manager. And that's what brought us to Nashville. So I grew up in Antioch in the same neighborhood as Jelly Roll. And then there was that. So I was around all the country music people. That's how I met Shooter and Jesse and the Jennings family. And
There's such a weird, like, it's not weird. It is to a lot of people. Because you think country and you just go, oh, it's this. But country is this, that, this, 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 and it comes in from all these different places. So you have people like you and Shooter Jennings and Jelly and all, where their history is different than my history. My history, I grew up with the Statler Brothers. Yeah. My mom and dad listened to, you know, the Gold City Quartet. So I have a tendency to like the Southern gospel-y stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's country music artists, and then there's just country folks. And then there's just Southern. You know, I'm country, yes, but really I'm just more Southern. I didn't grow up on a tractor, on a farm, riding horses and all that. You know, I grew up in the streets. That's the country I grew up in. Mm-hmm. That side of it. So, you know, there's definitely different flavors, but, you know, I definitely have the knowledge of country music to, you know, with Trial by Fire, I tipped my hat on that album. You know, I did songs with Wynonna Judd, Lee Bryce, Joshua Headley, Robbie Turner on Lap Steel, who's a legendary Lap Steel player. And so I tipped my hat to country with that. But, you know, when I worked with Shooter Jennings, we did a rock and roll album together. You know, when I worked with Travis Barker, we did a punk rock influenced album together. And
could you do a Southern gospel album with me?
Southern gospel?
Yeah. Yes.
Sure.
We'll kind of do some Gold City Quartet kind of action. Big D and Wolf. I love it. All right, we're going to listen to some of the music. We'll do that. The album is called 45. It is out.
The album is not officially out. I don't know how that got stirred around. We dropped the single, Simple, but the album itself is not out yet. But the first single is out. It's called Simple off of 45.
All right, we're going to listen to a bunch of it.
And we'll do that.
We are?
Yeah.
What do you?
Amazing. I didn't know that. I didn't know we were gonna, you know, demo some of the record. I'm
Wolf,
excited.
Listen, you're in our world now. We're gonna hold your hand. You're gonna love it. I like My Country. Ended up chasing where it's a dream through stages. I don't want to get off of it. Yeah. Because it's like hey, this is my country. Like yeah, yeah, country's yeah. a thing. You can have your country, I can have my country.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just 16. I don't like raisins in my cookies. Those are my cookies.
Yeah.
Unless Wolf just goes, yeah.
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 Always what it seems. Ain't no John Deere green. From the city to the backwoods.
Well, I buy all my taxidermy.
Oh, do you?
That's my country.
What a loser.
I've never been hunting.
Dude, it's not my thing either. Listen, you would think Big D.
I'm bougie, man.
You think
I got trucks with mud tires that'll never see the mud.
That's right. I mean, I don't want to. That's right. I don't want to do. I paid too much money for that. I don't want to screw those up. You kidding me? Jeez.
That's why you got to, whenever you get a new truck, you got to scratch it on purpose. Then you don't feel bad whenever you scratch it, like, on accident.
I guess so. You know, you and Bubba are both skateboarders.
Bubba, really?
show me our board.
Oh, yeah.
You ready for this?
Oh, sick.
Wolf, look at this.
Look at
Big
sick.
D and Bubba.
They got a pro model. Can you tray flip?
Bubba, can you do that?
Can you do anything?
Bubba, will that thing break?
Can you ollie that thing?
Oh, yeah.
Can you kickflip?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sick.
Bubba, he was really into it. I know you wouldn't think
I
so,
was, too. I was... Yeah, man. I was actually going for it. I was like trying to be pro at some point.
I am much more of a cruiser now because, you know, when I fall, it hurts a lot more.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, Wolf. It's a little bit scary when this one still gets out the skateboard and I'm like, you know, you're half of the show. Like, your name's yeah. in it and I can't have you die.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, you don't die, dog.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Just stay off that thing. Just leave it there.
Yeah, just leave it
leave
there.
It on the wall.
So you're touring. You're going to do that. You're on the road doing all the tour dates and whatnot. How do people find where you're at?
You could just follow my Instagram page. That's linked to my Facebook. Or you can go to yellowwolf.com. You can also go to slamerican.com to you know, see where I'm at, figure the tour dates. But everything that all the shows are obviously going to be posted on social media. So
I love that you just kind of, you lean into it. You're like, I am what I am. Like, you're like, I got face tattoos. I got, what is the tattoo?
What is it, the face tattoos?
With me?
Yeah.
Is it
shocking?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. What, are you kidding me?
Dude.
How many people do you have? I want you to go out today, and I want you to walk around and literally have a counter like a baseball, like an ump, and I want you to click it every time
you
see someone.
If you're with my crew, about 50.
Good point. Good point.
Is it true that Run DMC went to your house when you were a kid too?
Yep. Fact.
What?
Yeah, yeah. That they yeah, his name was John my mom was with him for like 7 years. Oh, John Orchard. And John Orchard did Light and Sound for Aerosmith during the Walk This Way tour. So when they were doing that tour in Birmingham, Run DMC and the Aerosmith crew came to the crib to party.
What?
So, yeah. And they gave me my Adidas tapes and merch and Beastie Boys License to Ill tape. And that was my first introduction to what was hip-hop. Yeah. Actually, I didn't even know what it was. I just heard it. They didn't hand it to me. It's like, hey, this is hip-hop. Because, at the time that my, you're talking about my mom. Well, first of all, my mom was 16 when I was born. So that she brought all of that 70s rock and roll and outlaw country, that was just in the house.
Yeah.
But I come from a family that would, house parties, they just play a record, literally vinyl. Side A, flip it, side B. That was the party, so I grew up on albums. But so it wasn't defined that this is hip hop. I didn't learn what hip hop was until I moved to Antioch, Tennessee. And because I started, that's when I really got heavy into skating.
Yeah.
And obviously the streets were there. So, I got all the hip hop from all the coast. And plus I got local hip hop and Tennessee hip hop, like 3-6 Mafia and Texas hip hop, UGK. And
then you mix in country and
bluegrass.
It's all in there.
Yeah. It comes out.
Just good to see you. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's good to meet you guys.
Do you think that we would be blood brothers like this?
You got to get a face tattoo, bro.
Jelly came in and I hugged him. And I was like, hey, dude. It's the first time we ever met. He comes in. This is when he was my size. And we're hugging each other. And I go, good Lord, wow, you smell like pot. He goes, yeah, bro, you want some? I was like, man, I wouldn't know what to do with it. I would be like, this is great. I would blow out on it. I wouldn't bring it in.
When I had Jelly opening it up for me years ago, he's always been heavy smoker, and he let me hit that dab.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
I blacked out on stage. I didn't know where I was. Literally. Wow. Him and Bunny back there, and he smoked out and then let me hit that dab. I had never hit a dab before in my life. I had smoked, of course, in my life, but
yeah, that's another
good Lord. No, that's another level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you ever had Spam?
Spam?
Yeah. Spam?
In a can?
Yeah. On bread.
Of course.
With some mayonnaise and pickles.
I've had Spam. I've had, what's the other one? Scrapple?
Hormel. Remember Hormel tried to get into the game? No.
I just like straight up luncheon meat.
Bubba will eat Vienna sausage juice.
My mom
used
to.
That's how country he is.
I tell you how country my mama is. Have you ever had bananas and mayonnaise?
Oh, no. That's nasty.
What you know about the banana and mayonnaise? Slice of toasted bread on a napkin. Straight up cuss with this country draw. There ain't no reason looking for it. Ain't no big flaw. I don't know if I can cuss.
No.
That's a Goody Mob line. By the way, that's what I grew up on. That's my country.
All right, see.
Bananas and mayonnaise.
See,
toasted white bread.
We all got our country. Whatever it is, you got yours, he's got his, I got mine. And the album 45, look for it.
Yes, sir.
Yellow Wolf. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you. Thank you guys for having me.